It's going through something right now. Don't know which way to turn. Yeah, sleepless nights, crying all night long.
It's gonna be alright, Jesus, he will fix it.
Yeah, whatever it is, he can fix it.
TFM
88.1 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, 98.9 Monroe West Monroe, 100.1 Lake Charles, and KQJO FM 99.3 St. Joseph Louisiana Natchez Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
And we also have to be obedient to the Word, especially the Holy Spirit, because he'll come to the saved as well as the unsaved. But when we be obedient to the Holy Spirit, it shouldn't be no doubt in our mind. If we're obedient to it and doing what it say do right when they tell us to do it, we're doing God's will, God's way. God's will, God's way. So it shouldn't be no doubt. Did I do it right? You're being in Christ. You are doing what God had called you to do. You know, a lot of times when, you know, we deal with all these different problems that we have, we go through, you know, losing of a lost one and, you know, loss of a job and stuff. But the one biggest one, losing a lost one, a loved one. You know, a lot of times we hang out there too long, y'all. We hang out there too long. You know, we worried about, you know, our lost one because they're gone. They're not here no more. What am I going to do? You know? But the Bible tells us don't even worry about it. You know, our own lives. In Matthew's, I read it say, don't even worry about your life. So, when we lose lost one, Paul in the scripture in verse 8, matter of fact, he was talking about, you know, meditating on these things. See, because we meditate on having lost that lost one, you know, that loved one, I'm sorry. And he said, finally, brother, he said, meditate on these things. He said, whether things are true, whether things are noble, whether things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do. And the God of peace will be with you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, in other words, what I'm trying to say is, don't worry about you had lost them. Think about the good things. Think about the good times that you had. See, life is about creating memories, good memories. Meditate on those things. Meditate on those things. And I'm not going to keep you long. I'm coming to a close. But before I go, I want to do something and tell you something that I've never done since I've been here that I know of. I want to try and sing this song. And the song that he put on my heart to sing goes something like this. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine for the clouds may turn gray. Don't worry of the future, because I know just what my Jesus said. As I go along, long life way. You know what? There's a many things about tomorrow I just don't see to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow. Believe it? Do you trust in him? And I know who will hold my
tomorrow. We got to live today, but we not know what tomorrow may bring. My Lord, my Lord. Praise him, church. Praise him. Yes, Lord. This is your time and your opportunity. If you don't know Christ, this is your opportunity right now to come and submit your life to God. Is it by letter? Or is it by Christian experience? Or is it by baptism? Please come. God is so good. Can I tell you, church? We serve a forgiving God. Because I know. Because he forgave me. I messed up one time. God erased it and gave me a second time. I messed up the second time. God gave me a third time. Like Reverend Bell said, don't worry. It's all God's plan. Each and every one of us in here steps are already ordered in the law. And on that faithful day, only you is going to stand before Christ. The book is already going to be open. Now here comes the judgment. I want to live with the Father. We got two places we're going to go. Smoking or non-smoking?
Sometimes I feel
I want to go to the non-smoking.
Alone.
That's the area I want to be in. Because hell is real, church.
No,
it's heaven or hell.
To call.
They say it's hot down there. They say it's tormenting every day.
For I know
your soul will never be at peace.
The sun is
but when you accept God in your life,
if I hold out,
and let him be the mainstay in your life,
the sun
then you can be able to walk with God. Then you can be able to talk to God. Trying to figure that thing out for yourself. That's what God is there for.
The sun is gonna shine.
Mama is gone.
If I hold
but I got to hold out.